A charter operator pleads guilty to using unqualified pilots. Boeing buys out a 787 vendor to try and get the program back on track. And the prospect of Boeing's being built in South Carolina has Seattle nervous. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 9th, 2009. Joseph Singh, a former executive with Platinum Jet Management in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has pleaded guilty to fraud charges stemming from a 2005 accident in New Jersey. Singh admitted hiring unqualified pilots to fly charters for Platinum. The Associated Press reports one of those pilots was acting as pilot in command of a charter jet when he aborted takeoff, slammed into a warehouse at Teterboro Airport, and injured 20 passengers, both pilots, and two occupants of a vehicle on the ground. The National Transportation Safety Board found the pilot failed to ensure proper weight and balance, which prevented rotating for takeoff at the proper speed. Court documents indicate Singh and his co-defendants contracted with unqualified pilots to fly Part 135 charters, then falsely logged those flights as Part 91 operations. The Wall Street Journal reports Singh admitted in court that he had done the same thing on other flights while telling charter brokers that Platinum complied with federal laws. Singh faces up to 5 years in prison. One of his fellow defendants has pleaded guilty. The others face trial in January. Following through on earlier hints that it erred in the extent of its outsourcing, Boeing has announced it'll acquire 787 fuselage component vendor Vought Aircraft Industries in South Carolina for about $580 million in cash and a release from obligations to pay other monies the firm owes Boeing. Vought CEO Elmer Doty said he was proud of his firm's contributions to the Dreamliner program. Quote, "However, the financial demands of this program are clearly growing beyond what a company our size can support. We are pleased that we will continue our 787 involvement at a component manufacturing level, as well as providing ongoing technical capabilities that have helped make Charleston a world-class composite facility," unquote. Vought manufactured the fuselage sections, which were found to require reinforcement before the aircraft's first test flights could begin, resulting in the most recent announced delay in the 787 program. Business leaders in the Seattle area are reacting to the announcement with alarm and resolve. Washington Roundtable President Steve Mullen calls the prospect of Boeing opening an assembly line in South Carolina a devastating blow to the Washington state economy and its prospects for early economic recovery. He observes, quote, "Boeing is a global company and they will locate where it makes the best business sense. Their customers are going to have a lot to say about it, and some of those customers have expressed concern about Boeing's labor relations here in the Seattle area," unquote. Roundtable Chair John Stanton adds, quote, "Airlines simply can't make billion-dollar decisions on new aircraft and then face the prospect of delivery delays because of labor disputes. If Seattle wants to keep Boeing, they better stand up and show it, because there are dozens of other states that will welcome the jobs and the economic activity," unquote. Seattle Area Chamber of Commerce President Phil Busey echoes the thought, quote, "The community must speak loud and clear that we value Boeing's contribution to our economy and our way of life," unquote. You know, if you've ever wondered what free market proponents mean when they talk about market forces, you're watching them in action right now in the pro-union Pacific Northwest. Up next on ANN, Sun Express Airlines orders six new 737s. Tailwind acquires two Texas metal companies. And NASA says the Arctic may soon see ice-free summers. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing has announced an order from Turkish Airlines Sun Express for six next-generation 737-800s. The order is worth $460 million at list prices. Sun Express was founded in 1989 as a joint venture between Turkish Airlines and Lufthansa. It currently operates a fleet of 19 Boeing 737s, which have been retrofitted with blended winglets like those its new planes will come with. Paul Schwager, managing director of Sun Express, offered a comment like many we're hearing these days, especially from Europe. Quote, "The 737's stellar reputation for environmental friendliness and superior efficiency is an excellent fit for our business requirements," unquote. Boeing says the next generation 737 has improvements that will reduce fuel consumption and resulting greenhouse gas emissions by 2%. A recession can be a great time to shop if you've saved some money or can get credit. Tailwind Technologies, the parent company of Hartzell Propeller, has announced the acquisition of two metal manufacturing and finishing companies, both of them based in Denton, Texas. Mayday Manufacturing was founded in 1966 and supplies bushings, pins, sleeves, and other close-tolerance precision machine components for the aerospace industry. It supplies to Bell Helicopter, Boeing, and other companies. High Tech Metals Incorporated is a provider of metal finishing services, including anodizing, cadmium plating, paint and prime, black oxide, allodyne, and non-destructive testing. Both companies will continue to be managed and operated by brothers Mike and Spence Nelson, whose father, Jim, founded the businesses. Together, they employ 230 skilled workers. Data from ICESat, that's NASA's Ice Cloud and Land Elevation Satellite, reveal that the Arctic sea ice thinned dramatically between the winters of 2004 and 2008, with thin seasonal ice replacing thick older ice as the dominant type for the first time on record. The seasonal ice forms each year during the long Arctic night. What stays through the summer becomes part of the thick, older ice. Ron Kwok of NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab led a research team that published its findings in Tuesday's edition of the Journal of Geophysical Research Oceans. The team attributes the changes to recent warming in Arctic waters and anomalies in patterns of sea ice circulation. Quote, "The near-zero replenishment of the multi-year ice cover, combined with unusual exports of ice out of the Arctic after the summers of 2005 and 2007, have both played significant roles in the loss of Arctic sea ice volume over the ICESat record. Our data will help scientists better understand how fast the volume of Arctic ice is decreasing and how soon we might see a nearly ice-free Arctic in the summer," unquote. Still ahead, there's now a master's accreditation for uncertified aviation educators. An odd coincidence saves passengers an eight-hour delay. And where do you put the airline magazine if there are no seat backs? You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 9th. I'm Paul Plack. Master Instructors LLC, founded by Master Instructor Program creators Joanne and Sandy Hill, have launched a new Master Aviation Educator accreditation, recognizing aviation educators who advance training while serving in roles not requiring FAA instructor certificates. Many who hold teaching credentials issued by state or federal agencies, the military, or industry, teach aviation-related subjects to high school, technical school, and college students, CAP cadets, simulator clients, mechanics, IAs, avionics techs, and others, and are not required to hold FAA-issued instructor credentials. Like certified instructors, applicants for Master Aviation Educator must demonstrate an ongoing commitment to excellence, professional growth, and service to the aviation community. The first recipient is Jim Martoni of Gilbert, Arizona, a senior consultant with Williams Aviation Consultants. He's a retired Air Force officer, a ground and simulator instructor, and the managing director of Trinity V1, an aviation and management consulting firm. Martoni is also a FAST team representative in the FAA's Scottsdale-Fisdo area. You can find out more about the program at masterinstructors.org. Hey, what are the odds of this happening? A Thomas Cook Airlines 757 had a mechanical problem which threatened an 8-hour delay for passengers flying out of Menorca, Spain recently. In an amazing bit of luck, a mechanic for Thomson Airways, which has a reciprocal agreement with Thomas Cook, happened to be on the flight and offered to have a look under the bonnet. After a thorough check of credentials to verify the man's identity, he got the problem solved in time to depart only 35 minutes late. The BBC reports his fellow passengers cheered him when he reboarded the plane. Thomson Airways immediately took full credit for the coincidence. Managing Director Chris Brown beamed, quote, "This kind of initiative exemplifies Thomson's company philosophy of exceeding customers' expectations, and it makes all of the team at Thomson Airways extremely proud," unquote. As for any lack of confidence that the mechanic was legitimate and the repair done right, passenger Keith Lomax observed, quote, "It was reassuring to know the person who had fixed it was still on the airplane," unquote. And finally today, it's hard to know when Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary is being serious, if ever. In the last couple of years, Dublin, Ireland's discount airline has benefited from publicity windfalls after O'Leary announced plans for a surcharge on fat passengers, elimination of all checked baggage, and consideration of pay toilets on flights. Well, now O'Leary says he's asked Boeing if it could build planes configured without seats. Passengers would stand for the duration of the flight, strapped at the waist to a station that looks sort of like a bar stool, with overhead handhold straps like those on a bus. Estimates are passenger load could be increased 50% in that configuration and operating costs reduced 20%. A Chinese airline has also talked about that kind of configuration. A Ryanair spokesman told the London Telegraph the airline has requested approval from Irish regulators. Quote, "If they approve it, we'll be doing it," unquote. There's no word yet on whether the planes will have a bell cord to alert the pilot when you're approaching your stop. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, model aircraft enthusiast Lynn King describes some of the amazing radio-controlled models flying at this weekend's Arlington Regional Fly-In. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.